Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
8:45, quarter till 9. The password is Thalweg. Thalweg, T-H-A-L-W-E-G. Clint Wilson joins us now, professor of civil and environmental engineering at LSU and director of the LSU Center for River Studies, to tell us what that is. How you doing, professor?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
How about that? The password, Thalweg. How about, yes, now, I bet a lot exactly. of people, I learned a new word. I didn't know what that was.
Well, every day we got to learn something.
Keep we young, do. Right? Exactly yeah. right. And that's what everybody should learn today. Use this word, well, I don't know if you can use it 10 times to make it your own, but tell us what a Thalweg is.
The Thalweg is the deepest part of the river channel. So, you know, it's the kind of connecting the points at each cross section or kind of river mile. Think about where the deepest part is, and then you just connect that as you go upriver, downriver. So it really gives you an idea of where the deepest part of the river is. And it doesn't stay in the middle of the river, right? It'll move inside, it'll move outside, you know, depending on the currents, the bends in the river, the flow rates, et cetera.
So when we talk about this saltwater wedge, what is it, and at what point does it overtake the Thalweg, or does it overtake the flow of the Mississippi River? Is it about a cubic feet per second? Is it about the depth of the water? Take me through all of this, Professor.
Yeah, well, it's actually a combination of all of those, and I don't want, you know, I'll try to explain it here. Is, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, the saltwater, Gulf of America, the saltwater, denser than the water coming down the Mississippi River. And so that salt water wants to, you know, dive underneath or to the bottom of the Mississippi River, wants to do that. Number two, the bottom, the deepest parts of the Mississippi River don't go above sea level until you get to Natchez. And so what's happening is you've got this kind of competing forces of the water flow, the water coming down the Mississippi River, and then the salt water trying to move up at the bottom of the Mississippi River. So they're basically kind of competing or meeting, okay? And when the river's normally in its normal flows, average or medium or high flow rates, the flow, the power of the river's more than enough to keep that salt water in the Gulf. However, when the river gets low, the salt water can move up the bottom, the deepest parts of the river, and it just starts moving its way up the river and potentially then, you know, having the impacts that I'm sure we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm confused about is, tell me again about the sea level in Natchez.
Yeah, so the bottom, the deepest part of the river, the Thalweg of the river, it doesn't get above sea level. It doesn't get above, you know, whatever you want, 1.3 feet, depending on what datum you're using. It doesn't get above the level of the Gulf of Mexico until you get to Natchez. So if you were here, if you're in New Orleans or Baton Rouge, and you went out into the river and went down to the bottom, you know, you would be below the level of the Gulf of Mexico. So you can think about all that water in the Gulf of Mexico pushing against the river.
But that seems counterintuitive to me. You would think the farther north you were, the higher the elevation, but that's not the case.
Well, the ground elevation is the elevation of the levees, the elevation of the community,
but not
the
Thalweg.
But the Thalweg is deeper.
I got you.
Yes.
All right, so after that, the river, the bottom becomes higher, right?
Right.
The river bottom. And then I would think that means that the flow could be less after that if the bottom is higher because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Then there would be less room for the salt water to go underneath. Stop me before I hurt myself, Professor.
No, that's fine. No, so, you know, the salt water wedge, you know, doesn't move past, I mean, I don't know if it's ever moved past New Orleans, okay? So the power of the river, the velocities, the, you know, the movement of that water, of the fresh water coming down, pushes, keeps the salt wedge away. So it's, the river would basically have to stop flowing for the salt water wedge to get up to Baton Rouge or Natchez, okay? So really what's happening is in that lowermost part of the river, when you're getting down, you know, below St. Bernard and Plaquemines, that's really where you have your, the saltwater wedge or the saltwater and the freshwater really are interacting a lot more.
Does this happen anywhere else in the world or anywhere else in the country?
Oh, yeah, it happens, yes. I mean, you could just about any coastal river, you know, any river that's emptying into a coast, that drains into an ocean or a sea is going to have this issue. Yep.
Okay, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back because it seems like this is the new normal and it seems like we're dealing with it a lot more now. I didn't even know what it was, saltwater wedge, and not to mention a thou wedge, but now I know what it is. 850 more. If you got any questions about saltwater wedge, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along without hurting myself or you in the process as we talk to Professor Clint Wilson, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at LSU, director of the LSU Center for River Studies, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Clint Wilson, professor of civil and environmental engineering at LSU, director of the LSU Center for River Studies, about the saltwater wedge and some of the texts that are coming in. Professor, I invite the audience in, so I'll ask some of the questions. What effect the larger draft shifts will have when Port of New Orleans opens? Any effect on any of that at all?
Well, on the salt, if you're asking about the effects on the saltwater wedge, mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we know that at this point, but, you know, the Corps of Engineers is now authorized and they get the funding to maintain a deeper draft, a deeper depth in the navigation channel in the lower river. So, you know, the river is deeper in some locations than it was 10 years ago. So, you know, there is that opportunity for more, I guess, potentially for more for salt water to move up the river.
So deeper
again,
means...
Yeah, we don't have enough data, really, at this point to know for sure.
But generally speaking, deeper is saltwater's friend?
That's right, okay. Because the saltwater wants to go into the deeper part of the river, right?
And somebody said if you empty the Mississippi River, the saltwater from the Gulf would partially fill the river up to Natchez, from my understanding. Are they right there?
That's right. That's exactly right, because the bottom of the, you know, the thou wag, the deepest parts of the river would, you know, don't go above the Gulf of America until you get to Natchez. So if the river was shut off somehow, right, then that's the Gulf waters would move upriver.
So how likely is this to happen every year from now on, or is this a new event, or is it just a cyclical thing?
Well, you know, if you'd asked me 5 years ago, I would have said it happens about every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in the last, since 2022, it's happened every year. And, you know, we also go through cycles of Bonnycarry spillway openings on the other end of the hydrologic spectrum, right? When, you know, we open the Bonnycarry spillway when there's significant floodwaters mm-hmm. coming down. And, you know, for a period of time in the 2010s and early 2020s, we were opening the Bonnycarry spillway regularly, and what, 1 year it was twice. So, but we haven't seen the Bonnycarry open in a couple of years, but now we're seeing the low flow. The other end of the extreme, right, is the low flows coming up at this period of time. So, you know, really thinking about what it's going to be in the next 5 years or 10 years is hard, but I do think as a nation and as a state, we need to be planning and thinking about what the impacts are from these extreme, you know, these extremes, low flows or high flows.
You would never have a spillway opening and a saltwater wedge in the same year, right?
No, you could. That's right, because they occur at different times of the year.
That's true.
Right? The spillways open in the late winter, springtime, maybe early summer, but the saltwater wedge is typically in the low flows, which is late winter, late summers, early falls.
And it all depends on the rainfall upriver, correct?
100%. All of this is driven by what's happening in the Ohio Basin, the Upper Mississippi Basin, the Missouri Basin. All of those watersheds are contributing. And it's really the Ohio River right now, the Ohio River Basin, that the area there that's really in drought conditions right now. And so,
thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.